el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, I hope everyone is having a good day. This is Sapandi's Week 2 English program.
How are you, Iris?
Good. How about yourself, Perry?
Well, a bit tired. I've been preparing for the Afro Descent Day.
Oh, really? When is it?
It begins on August the 7th and goes on until September the 2nd.
Oh, I see. But anyway, it seems like you need some relaxation. How do you usually relieve your stress?
If I have money, I usually go to the beach. And if I don't, I stay at home.
Okay, that's fine. But there are other ways to relax and free your stress.
Like what? With the time I've got.
Okay, I think you should have taken up a hobby.
A hobby? Didn't you hear that I have no time for me?
It is important to devote some time to yourself, especially when you feel that everything is falling apart around you.
What suggestions do you have?
First of all, find out what activities bring you pleasure. Then, check if the equipment or implements needed are within your budget. Also, see if you need to commute for long hours or not, if the activity is indoors or outdoors, or both, and what might be some of the inconveniences?
Well, now that you mentioned that, there are several things I'd like to do for pleasure.
See? Like what?
I'd like to take guitar classes. From I was a child, I wanted to play the guitar, but my parents didn't have the money for the classes.
Do you have the money now? Okay, let's put the option on your list.
I will have to check the budget with my family, but I'd like to do some fishing too.
Okay.
I've always wanted to learn how to dance, and I'd like to do it before I retire, so that when the time comes, I can have dancing as my hobby.
Okay, that's enough. You've already mentioned 3 activities you'd like to practice. How about choosing one to start right away?
Play the guitar, fishing, and dancing?
Remember, you must take into account your free time, the activity you'll enjoy the most, and how much investment must be done.
Guess what, Edith? I'll take dancing classes. As for right now, it's the least expensive, I need no special equipment, and the most important, I'll be in a group with people who may be as stiff as I am when it comes to coordinating harmoniously with music.
Oh, that's fantastic, Nathan. I was afraid that your choice would be fishing. But now I have a partner, 'cause let me tell you my little secret. I don't know how to dance either, and I didn't want to take classes by myself.
Well, let's find a dance academy and register together.
That's a great idea.
As you heard, hobbies are activities that we practice in our free time. There are others like collecting autographs of famous people,
stamps,
coins or bills of currencies from other countries,
even collecting clothing of famous artists can be a hobby.
Other people collect signatures or presents given by boyfriends or girlfriends,
antique watches,
radios, or even perfumes.
What is important is that one finds a leisure activity which will relieve him or her from the daily stress of work, family, or studies.
Changing the subject, were you aware that there are other more intellectual activities one can take up as a good hobby?
No, which ones?
Like studying types of birds?
Monkeys?
Alligators?
or even snakes.
Really? I guess those are not what I'd choose as a hobby.
Other hobbies are performed only with the hands. For example, quilting, crafting,
painting,
and sewing. Huh. Those activities sound more for senior citizens, don't you think?
I guess so. But anyone can take them up as a hobby.
Some other hobbies are within the artistic line. For instance, learning to play a musical instrument like the trumpet,
violin,
piano,
the flute,
or drums,
or battery.
Along the same line, we have acting, writing literary genres, such as poems,
short stories,
plays, or scientific material.
And don't forget that technology has also influenced our hobbies.
Oh, yes, that's true. People are now taking up hobbies on the net. For example, playing Nintendo,
Wii,
Xbox,
video games,
or even becoming an internet freak by messaging,
chatting,
or just browsing around the computer.
And you know which is also a very popular hobby today?
No, you tell me.
The cell phone. Some people pay great amounts of calls, others texting. They even have accidents because they cannot stop texting while driving or working.
That's true. Several deaths occur because of texting freaks.
As we learned in this week's program, hobbies can be as numerous as the people who find ways to entertain themselves and release their stress. Find the one that is best for you and go for it.
We've arrived at the end of the program. Don't leave out the exercises in Sapandi Week 2 review. If you still have doubts, visit us at El Maestro en Casa Chat Monday through Friday from 7:30 through 4 p.m.
Goodbye, students.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.